Ever since King Solomon built the Holy Temple on Jerusalem's Temple Mount, Jews around the world have seen the Holy City as the core of their lives. There is a new book out that captures photographs and essays. It's called My Jerusalem, the Eternal City. And we have one of the photojournalists with us this morning, Ziv Korn. Good morning, Ziv. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bruce.
Talk a little bit about your participation in this book. Why is it such a passion for you to have your work in a book like this?
First of all, the book is out in the year which is the 50th anniversary of the unification of the city. Ilan, as you've mentioned, is the publisher that approached me a while ago saying that he has this idea to have an interesting list of people to talk about their passion and their personal stories towards Jerusalem. And I've been an active photojournalist for over 25 years, and I've been documenting Jerusalem along, you know, my whole career. And I digged in my archive, and I think that probably between 70 to 80% of the pictures in the book were images that I already had. And then I, for the 20 or 30 other percent, I went up to Jerusalem. I'm based in Tel Aviv, but I work in Jerusalem a lot. So I shot a bit more things that I thought that should be in the book, and we put together this really interesting collaboration between words and visuals that tells the story of the city.
When you went back into your archives, was there a time you came upon a picture and thought, boy, it's good to see that one again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been quite an interesting process of editing and looking for images of the city, and it's you know, it's a very diverse and complex city, city with very unique character, and we wanted to portray from, you know, from different angles. So there's religion and history and art and monuments and nightlife and archaeology and security. I mean, there's everything is in it, and it's just, you know, tell the story through the through some very interesting people like Prime Minister Netanyahu and the President Rivlin and some leaders in the States, which told their story of the city, and that all comes together with the images from all that I've said.
How about for people who have never been there? What kind of an impression will they get of Jerusalem from looking through this book?
That's an interesting question. I think at the end of the day, they would probably say, wow, it's very different than anything else I've ever seen, and I have to come and see it with my own eyes. I hope so.
Right. Well, since you photographed it so much, does it surprise you when you went to get those newer photographs, or is that just because you're a photojournalist, you have sort of an eye and you kind of look at everything fresh? Or is there a point where you have to get a different perspective on something?
Yes, it's changed a lot throughout the years, and I think it became a bit more open in a way. And on one hand, it's very religious, and on the other, it's very modern, and it's very beautiful. Not just, you know, it's very historical, and, you know, the holy sites, which are probably the holiest for Jews, Christians, and Muslims, you know, around the world, and I think it's a unique, it has a very unique character, and I think it's a very interesting city, and I think it will take more than flopping through a book to kind of understand the depth of the city, and which exists for probably 2,000 years.
Well, a city, we sometimes look at a city as structures or buildings or, you know, monuments. But I would assume it's really the people, and that's where you can sort of understand really more about it. Tell me a little bit.
It's the people on one hand, but it's the history on the other, because I think it's very rare that you'll find a place in the world where underneath the civilization, where people still live and act and walk on the street, you have layers that go back over 2,000 years ago. On the same locations. It's not that you go to a monument that you drive to for an ancient city that was there some years ago and now it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, the city is alive and active, and it has all these layers underneath it that really goes back over 2,000 years, which is really amazing. And they're still digging and still finding, you know, from the times of King David and King Solomon, really, really interesting.
Now, there's a lot of different essays. Alan Dershowitz has put something in there, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, any others as well. Any of those inspire, their correct. Words inspire you at all?
Not really, because I work in parallel. We were editing the book did not even receive some of the text before. We actually kind of, we worked in two different sections, you know, the visual part and the textual part. And we tried to put them kind of together, but it was already after most of the images were already made. So it wasn't kind of an influence, but it was more like trying to put together the layers in terms of the textual story alongside with the visual one.
What do you think the future is of Jerusalem moving forward? Thriving? You see more understanding? What do you see coming out, especially even with a book like this happening?
To be very honest, and that's probably my personal wish, is that it will be a place for everybody to join together in peace. You know, that's what I really wish for.
And the book is called My Jerusalem, the Eternal City. Our guest this morning, photojournalist Ziv Koren. We appreciate your time this morning and sharing all your beautiful photographs for the world to see in this special book. Thank you for your time.